Please keep an open mind just now. We're not out there to abuse the community. We're out there to try and enhance it. We know there's a lot of speculation ranging from the height of the stand to parking arrangements throughout West Hill. We've taken that into consideration and really judges on the facts, not on the speculation. It'll be one planning application, but two phases. Phase one, and the priority for the club, is on the training and community facilities. Phase two, which will follow, will be on the new stadium. I mean, an outline timescale for phase one would be by summer 2018, we'd be looking to occupy the site. As far as the stadium's concerned, we're probably looking at the summer of 2021 season at this stage. So the fundraising, you know, we've obviously evolved a strategy, which again is not yet finalised. Quite a large part of those proceeds would come from the sale of Pittodrie Stadium. There'll be 100% of the funds from the sale of Pittodrie goes into the project. But, you know, at this stage, we've really been focusing on trying to get the design, get the layout, address a lot of the concerns that we've got from the feedback. We've done some work on the funding strategy. We know we've a big number to pursue, but we're actually determined that there'll be a blend of fundraising initiatives ranging from, as I say, proceeds from the sale of Pittodrie, maybe at some point naming rights, sponsorships, just a mix of stuff.
We've obviously been here before, George, with new stadium plans that have fallen away, that have not come to fruition. What makes you confident that this one will go over the line?
What makes me confident it'll go over the line? Well, basically, I don't like to fail. This is certainly my first attempt at getting the training community facilities and stadium. Listen, the club's been chasing a site for the best part of 15 years. The reality is that if we do not provide our manager and our community trust with facilities, then there's a real risk that the club's momentum, meantime, will be halted, possibly to slip backwards. We're punching well above our weight as a club in the domestic scene and also in the international scene. On the community trust side, these guys are doing wonders in the community since they were established 3 years ago, despite not having their own facilities. So having facilities for players, for community participants, allows the club to do an awful lot more than we've been able to do. And yes, it's a big challenge, but it's one that we're kind of relishing.